Welcome. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning to all of you listening. Usually, I would like to start off with some quotes, particularly concerning where we are in Port Harcourt. But this morning, rather sadly, we are, as it were, presented with what is truly life's vicissitudes. Some are preparing to celebrate. And while some are preparing to celebrate, in that same vein, all over the world, you have people who are in grief, who are mourning. And then you have people who are in limbo. They're not grieving, they're not mourning, but they're just basically just there. They're numb. All of these things actually are part of life. It's a cycle. At one point in time, maybe you've experienced it, but the truth is, at some point in time, we all experience grief. However, what we are going to be looking at this morning, our conversation started this morning, is one that leaves a very heavy heart. You may have heard in the news a few weeks ago, just about 2 weeks ago, if I'm not mistaken, of two children who were hit, you know, knocked down, a vehicular accident, and it involved the tax force here in River State. And then this morning I have the father, sadly, of the late children who's with us, and it was in our headline news a few hours ago that this man is being asked, or he's come out to say he's been asked to recant his story as to what happened. This morning I am joined with the father, Segun Ofiari, and he's accompanied by a Pastor Godwin Egabo into our studios this morning. Gentlemen, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Once again, it's not easy. I'd like to offer my condolences to you as a father, as a brother, and as a friend. It's a very trying time to have experienced this.
Thank
kind of
you.
Thing. Good morning.
Thank you.
It's good not morning. Easy. It's good really morning. Isn't easy. So, for those who haven't been following the story, let's have a quick rundown. What happened, and very quickly, when you got to the police, what's the story to where we are right now?
Good morning, viewers and listeners. The father of the children that were crushed down by, as you have heard, on the 13th of December, this month. I was in the office at Transmade while I received a call from my landlady and well-wishing condolence. While I was in the office, I should run down home for accident has occurred in the compound where in the area I'm living. And outrightly, I gathered myself together and rushed back home, you know, to see what was happening. Within 5 to 7 minutes at my arrival, I find out that they brought my daughter to me dead.
It's a difficult story to recount. I totally understand.
Yeah.
You can take a breather if you want.
Okay. Then I couldn't believe it. I have to get a drop, rush down to the clinic where the family is using PAMU clinic at Abarud also. So then the doctor checked and checked and checked and confirmed actually that my daughter, she's gone. At that moment, I was confused, not knowing what to do. Where do I run to? Couldn't believe it. And I have to rush home, carry my daughter, go and lay her down in the house first of all. Go now, I have to run to go and rescue the other two. The other two, that's my wife, brother's sister that's living with us. She's of age, 14 years old. That was standing by the roadside. They were actually standing by the roadside
with the children
to cross the main road. Then that was when we heard that a bus was taken from a driver, and the driver and four other people were inside the car. That's the four people that were inside the car. We were over the tax force ahead. They were wearing vests, and those people, when they hit my children, they ran.
Were they being chased?
They were actually, that's what I couldn't confirm.
The stories are they were in a bus.
They were in a bus. Right. Yes, four of them.
They had their jackets on them. To identify them.
So when they were standing by the road back crossing, that was when the bus was running one way, the direction they didn't expect. Now hit them down and
they drove off.
And so I rushed down where I landed the children, where I have to call my sister that is close to me. She have to run down with her car to the clinic where they were. You know, I asked her to transfer them to the Palmo clinic where we are using. So when they brought my boy and the girl that's living with us, Happiness Shola, when they brought her to the clinic, the doctor seen the scene, the condition of the children, told us outrightly, this is beyond their control, that they need a neurosurgeon to actually check on these children, that we should go to UPTH. Yes. While preparing that, the doctor that followed us from the first clinic, yeah, we were with oxygen trying
to save
the life, told us that he cannot follow us to UBTH but BMH. That's where it's closer from that Palmo, just to run down. When we got to BMH, you know, they have to transfer him again with another oxygen. So viewing the condition with some doctors, some neurosurgeon that we around, you know, after wasting some time there also, you know, they left us alone with an ambulance. I and my wife and the two kids, you know, with
the oxygen
in the nose of my coma. See me in Ikwerre Road that day, I was like a madman. Already I've pulled off my shirt to wrap my son because he was breathing stressfully. So that was how I was. I even came down, was controlling traffic, meeting the policemen on the road. Please, this is an emergency. Help. And all that. And God helped us. When we got to the clinic at UBTH, they gave us, they told us that there's no bed because the casualty there was numerous. Everywhere was full. There was no bed. No, even the nurses, they were not ready to attend to us. But by the grace of God, with the help of my auntie's husband, we were able to call. And the calling made, it's like somebody they knew in that environment, that is second in command in the UBTH, now made them to give us attention. So the attention given to us, immediately we have to carry the child to ICU unit. So he was still breathing, you know, he was still breathing, because this is now the fourth hospital that we went, was still breathing. Now, luckily enough, the doctor they were attending to us, they allowed me to come and see my son. They put him in incubator.
Yeah.
And I was watching, reading, trying to see the signs and the heartbeat, the pulse, and all that. So, to cut the long story short, the boy survived from that Monday. I was still having hope to have him to console me for the girl that is gone. So, fortunately, on Tuesday evening, he gave up the ghost.
He passed.
So this was what happened to me. And I was running around. I never mind. I didn't see anybody that came to identify with me that they are aware of who and who did this.
Yeah.
No. My grief was when I came back from the hospital, a week later, nobody came to identify that they knew about.
You're talking about the authorities now.
Yes, they know about the death of the children. So that was when I went to the police station where the case was. Yes, then I placed my statement and I told them that I don't want their money, cannot really help any issue.
Money? Who offered you? Yeah,
nobody offered money. That's, I never needed any. What I needed is
justice,
compassion. Show that this thing that has happened,
not found.
This man, please take heart. Let me just see the people. So now, that is where my annoyance and my grief is. I want to see the people that murdered my children. I'm begging the police force. I'm begging the River State or Obiakpo Tax Force. I'm begging the general public to please help to fish out these people that have taken the life of those innocent children, that their destiny is very bright. These children, one of them is my prayers answered. My daughter, I have two boys and one girl. And I begged God to give me a baby girl. God gave me, and suddenly the thief that has come to steal, to kill and destroy, stole her from me the way it has happened. So please, this was just a brief
of what happened.
Of what happened.
So where exactly did you get the compulsion or the suggestion that you should recant your story, that you shouldn't say that it was suspected Obiakpo, whatever they are, whether they're tax force or whatever they are, all the information that you've shared, let us be very clear. You were told by the people who observed what happened,
yeah,
that it was people in the bus with the reflective jackets to indicate that there are some tax force who were driving against traffic that knocked down
the children.
Yeah. And to the best of your knowledge, nobody has come forward to say, okay, this is the bus, plate number identified. Nobody has done any of that.
Until I went to the police, because one of them was caught.
One of them was
caught. And he's in a Minokoro police station. That was with the bus. When I went there, that was when, and I made my statement, because they want to hear from me.
Mm.
So, and I made my statement clear to them. This was how and what I know. My wife would have been here with me, but because of the condition she is now, she's mourning and weeping bitterly. She's even under medication, because so that it will not lead to something else.
That's
why she's not here with me. The hearing that it was a call, okay, that I heard that. And the call was like a threat that I should withdraw that statement. That statement that I made is a scandal.
The statement. What statement did you make that they are asking you to recant?
Or putting it in media
that
it was Obiakpo Tax Force.
Okay, so
while believing that Obiakpo have no tax force. That these are hoodlums.
Okay.
Yes, from the information I'm gathering.
Mm.
Yes, that there might be touts on the roadside.
Mm.
You know, the police are yet to actually fish out the driver of the bus.
And the other accomplices.
Yes.
But to the best of, because if you just join us, by the way, this is Hello Protocol. We are with Mr. Segun Ofiari, father of two children who unfortunately lost their lives in a traffic accident. A bus driven by some some unknown or unidentified people just as yet, you know, leading to their death. The person who placed the call to you is saying that they are not in court, the tax force, whether it's Obiakpo Tax Force or whatever they call them, right? However, there's a claim that it's hoodlums. Now, my question to you is, and we cannot go into details because the police are investigating, obviously we can't say too much, but to the best of your knowledge, one of the individuals in that bus is with the police now.
Yeah.
Okay? And so It's fair to assume that person is going to help with your investigations.
Yes, but, Mr. Jeff, I have to call me.
Yes, please.
If I have to call me, is that we still wait for the police, because when we left here now, we'll go to the police station and to see the DPO.
We've not seen the DPO.
We have not seen the DPO. We were there yesterday, till 1 o'clock. They told us that we should call by 12 o'clock today to see the DPO, because the person that was is still there, and it's the police work now to fish out the person that they caught, and where is their office? I will to get the owner of that vehicle as well, because according to what information we get from the prosecutor yesterday, it was said that they take that vehicle from a driver. to pursue other people.
Under that car.
So okay. Now we want to get others here to really know okay, what's
going
happen.
So all of that is what the police are going to do. It's all part of the investigation. The primary concern for you now is the call, the threat, according to you,
yes,
that you know, they say you should recant. Now, because we don't know, all of this is under investigation, can't go too far. But the one thing that we want to establish here is, what exactly did they tell you over the telephone? Do you know whom it was who placed the call to you?
No, actually don't know.
So yeah, okay, so somebody placed the call to you and said that you shouldn't continue to say it is the tax force.
Yeah, that we are blackmailing the local government.
So Blackpool doesn't have tax force.
They don't have tax force.
Okay, all right. So that you should stop saying that because Blackpool doesn't have tax force.
Yeah.
All right. So at least now, I think did you report this to the police?
I wasn't able to see the DPO. I didn't think this is what I wanted to do today.
Okay. All right. So in all honesty, you're just here to let the public know that okay, something like this happened. But I think the police are within their right from here now to start proper investigations as to
justice should be done yes, to the murderers of my children.
I think that's what anybody in their senses, in their state.
I don't know who it might be tomorrow.
It could be anybody. It really is.
That's why we are begging everybody to look ahead. Whether it's government, whether it's any human rights,
to bring forward information,
to bring this to justice. Because this has happened to many people. You know, some people have just waste like this on the streets.
But honestly, speaking, the council, I received a call from the council this morning that they wanted to come to my house. Again, to see me, actually. But yet, I told them I have a meeting this morning. After the meeting, we can
sit down.
We sit down.
Okay, all right. Mr. Shago Fiari.
Opihara.
Opihara,
yeah.
I wouldn't want to keep you any longer here. It's a very emotional conversation to have. Our listeners can't see you. I can. And I think it would be in good faith to ask you to just take time off, go and have the police do their investigations. I don't think any further conversation directly to you is going to be helpful. You need support right now. I'm very pleased to Pastor Godwin here, who has decided to accompany you. I think that is what a support system is. You need support, physical and as well as moral support. But thank you very much for sharing your story with us, with Port Harcourt, with River State this morning. Mr. Shagun Opiara.
But you didn't ask of the other girl. She's still in the hospital.
The 14-year-old.
Yes, she's still in the clinic. Yeah, the hospital.
Which hospital is this?
The PTH. She's undergoing treatment there.
Oh.
Yeah.
So we need the police to act fast, and we also need people to come forward with information that can help resolve this particular issue. Three children on their own, no fault of theirs, and this family right now going through a lot. There's so many angles that we will have to make a conversation of after our break and after the grieving father, you know, takes his leave. This morning, right here on Hello Port Harcourt, once again, Mr. Shagun, our condolences. We are truly sorry. It is an embarrassment, and it's truly sad that this period, you know, one would have to go through this. And we'd like to thank those who have been supporting you, whether it's financially, emotionally, physically, this period, for you and your wife and the rest of your family at this moment. We'd like to thank them for all they have done, and what they are continuing to do for you and your family. Pastor Godwin, thank you for coming.
Thank you.
It's good to hear firsthand your experience. Hopefully, like I said, now the police are fully involved. Let's get to see justice being done. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you. Thank you, Jude.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
is a mixed emotion this morning. We'll go for a break. When we come back, my conversation with you this morning is this. Isn't it time that we start to do more? We've been talking about touts, louting. We spoke about this just yesterday. And a lot of people have finger-pointed the government's ineptitude or maybe a lack of a will to do the right thing. Yet again, another family is grieving because of the recklessness of a few. When we come back, Way Forward, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Hello, Port Hackett. Say hello to the buzz, the vibes, the peculiarities and regularities of a contemporary city.
Hello, Port Hackett. Let's talk about this modern metropolis sprawling from the city to the exurbs, the suburbs, township, community and your locality.
Let's talk about happenings in your neighborhood, standards at your workplace, social amenities and issues of great concern to you on Hello, Port Hackett. Every weekday from 9 a.m. to midday on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Welcome back. Hello, Port Harcourt. My name is Jude. It's not very often that we start a Friday on this note, but we do what we have to do. So now our conversation is this. You've listened to the man. You've heard his sad story. The police are involved. Now comes the very, very difficult task. What exactly do we need to do to rid River State of this touts of this tax force? We see individuals, groups, even the tax force, even the legitimate tax force members, people are complaining about either their high-handedness and sometimes their recklessness. So what exactly do we need to do? There are two things here, whether they are legitimate or they're illegitimate. A bus not marked, nondescript, with people inside the vehicle going against traffic. And we see this every time. People complain. Isn't that the local government chairman from all the local government, from Obiakpo to MOA? Don't they get to hear that the people are talking about these things too frequently? So, what next from here on? How do we get to sanitize the streets in River State? 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and 0817-923-0009. Hello,
Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Good morning, please.
My name is Kenneth, calling from Jerry.
Welcome, Ennis.
I think the truth of this matter is that the state, generally, whether local government, whether state government, they are not interested in what is happening in the society. If it's in a state where these things are our leaders actually concern of the people that live in the environment, by now the local government chairman would have even taken this matter from this man. This is more than 78 hours now. Not even the councillor of that area has even went to the man's family to say we are going to see to the end of this. If they are actually, these guys are not their people. They keep covering these people up to use them for whatever reason they have, I don't know. Because you cannot keep telling me that they are not your boys and yet you are not doing anything. If they are not your boys, by now you would have carried this case on your head to see that everybody involved are brought out and nailed and others will run. But because nobody is going after them, tomorrow, come to this and you will see those guys there. Go to Rumola, you see them. Go to Rumokoro, you will see them there. Yet, they are not their boys. In the daytime, not even in the night. So the truth is that the government knows them. They are using them. So they should stop denying it.
They should stop denying. So, not denying, they should go after them. Hello, Port Harcourt. Thank you, my three. Good morning.
Yeah, Jude, the dude, Omanabe, good morning.
Good morning, please.
Yeah, have you heard? They are not our boys.
So we hear.
We don't know them.
So we hear.
Say they are touts. Nobody is without anything. You see, our people say that the child that the father sent to steal will use his leg to pull down the doors. Are you aware? Because of that full confidence. How could people drive in the full glaring of light against traffic? Even kill two people and want to move away. So this is not the first time. When bad behavior becomes continued, becomes an habit. You remember the one that happened at Alakaya UPTA junction, remember?
It's true.
Good. And so many others. I even learned one of your colleagues was also it some time ago. I couldn't come to work for some weeks. So, as far as I'm concerned, until we begin to punish these people, oh, you hear task force for a fight with people, oh, they kill somebody, oh, hey, not our men, oh, and the thing just die. That thing is giving them power to do more. So, for anything that happens wrongly that we don't punish, we are rewarding them to do more. And it can be anybody, for goodness sake. How could they tell me, oh, we are investigating what? The boss that they are driving, house owner. If it doesn't have plate number, it has documents. The 13 arrested know his gang and know who sent them for work for good luck. This is a simple thing. Like ABC now, is it okay, science? You arrest us JAJ. JAJ know his gang member. Pick them and arrest all of them. And we'll confess who sent us. And that's all. So what is, we don't know them. It's not our men. What is not our men? So they just come and begin to drive against the traffic, even in a place that the police is, they drop past because they are above the law. I don't get this whole madness, for goodness sake. They should be punished seriously to serve as a deterrent to others. Thank you.
Thank you very much. 93. Hello, Port Harcourt. Apologies there. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, Jude Samuel, your mama is bringing.
Good morning.
My name is Barry D. Giadon. Hello, from Port Harcourt. I listened to that man, the man that lost his two, you know, to Frederick. Hey, that man is really a strong man. I pray just his salvation, that matter. But let me talk about his tax force. How to cover illegal tax force in Rivers State. Dude, that's what the people voted for now. What do you expect? You tell me that. No one will be doing illegal task force in the local government. The local government chairman is not aware. Are you going to tell me that? Tomorrow we come out that he's not our boy. That's what they've been saying. He's not our boy. Then whose boys are they? In your own local government, they are doing illegal task force. I think the government,
not these people.
So,
nothing can be done now.
If not now, when? If not now, when? 93. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, please.
Yes, my name is Stanley Nyaya, but I'm calling from Elelewo.
Good morning, Stanley.
Yes, I want to talk about the issue on ground. First and foremost, I want to correct one impression. All the Abuja local government council does not have any task force. You can go to the council and investigate what I'm saying. The chairman of Obia Bo, Pastor George Arelu, did not constitute any task force. You can recall, your station is aware that when he assumed office, he was on most of the task force. He went around and he stopped acting in this local government. Yesterday, as I speak to you, yesterday we were at the Minneapolis police station where police have one of the guys, the booker. They put a kid, those two young children. And we were able to interview the guy. And he told us the person he was working for. His name is Pedro. Understand? Are you with me?
We're listening to you, please.
Hello?
We're listening to you. Go on. We're listening to you.
Okay.
Please.
So we interviewed the guy yesterday. He told us that he's working for one guy, so that they are working under River State, whatever. And we find out that they are illegal task force. Even River State government does not know them. So please, we are calling on Nigeria Info to make further findings about this issue instead of every day you hearing this thing.
Well, hold on, sir. Let me correct. If I may. I'd like to correct that notion because on several occasions, can you hear me, please?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, all right. So that you and I have a quick conversation before this is over.
Let me
correct one impression. So over the past few months, we've had conversations even with the local government chairman across the state, all right? And we know that some of these places have been dismantled, some of these, the tax force. I remember George Arelo also spoke about that. We know that. But the point that Rivers people, Port Harcourt people in particular, are worried about is that these individuals, like you said, illegal tax force members, they seem to operate even in the glare of those who are in authorities. Some of the policemen have also been finger pointed. So the question is, how is this possible even when they have been disbanded, even when they don't have, in quotes, a tax force in operation? So whose fault is it that they're still able to go around in vehicles, harassing people, towing vehicles, and making them pay huge sums of money? Whose fault is that?
Okay, let me react to that. The chairman has repeatedly said that if you come across them, that anybody that comes across them should come to the council and report. Understand? Because you don't expect the chairman every morning to be running around looking for task force. That's what that duty is to perform. He was elected to serve the people of the world, not just to go around and be looking for task force. Understand? So we've repeatedly said it. Anybody that comes across this task force people should come to the council and report, and we arrest them. That is our position.
All right, thank you very much. Sort of, we don't seem that we're repeating the same record over again. So that you heard from a concerned citizen who works apparently with the council. If you get to see them, report them. Yeah, but people will say we see them sometimes with some policemen. Sometimes the policemen are just standing by, not doing anything. My name is Jude. Hello, Port Harcourt Returns. Coming up your way, we have the news, and also we'll be getting 5,000 naira out today. Let's try and lighten the mood. If you know you have a good voice, please clear your throat. I'm going to be stealing some shine today. Clear your throat because I'm going to give you just about 30 odd minutes to impress us this morning. Meanwhile, Obi Akpor Council Chairman George Arelu says the Obi Akpor Council has no tax force. His latest communique coming through. Mr. Arelu, in a statement issued through his press secretary, Goodluck Ichenwo, said the visit by his press secretary to the Miniokoro Police Station reveals that Mr. Shagun Opiara's two children were hit by a minibus driver who was being chased by hoodlums operating an illegal vehicle detention camp along the Aba Expressway by a Lelewa axis of Port Harcourt. The statement also said that one of the suspects arrested, Mr. Tadios Olumbo, has confessed that he is a record keeper at the illegal vehicle detention dump. The Obi Akpor Council said at no time has the administration George Arelu set up any tax force to collect its levies or taxes. He sympathized with the family of Mr. Shagun Opiara over the death of his two children, adding that the council will ensure that the suspects are punished in line with the law. It's the latest communique coming through right here on March 2.3, Nigeria Info.